This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik DeGeer. Today I'm speaking with Barbara Alexander. Barbara, how are you?
Good, thank you. And you?
Great. Barbara, how are you involved with digital asset management?
The function that I handle essentially handles all digital assets for our company across all markets. So we manage all product images, videos, presentations. All the assets then come in and we tag them with metadata. So the types of metadata that we embed assist our different markets and our different functional teams in sourcing the images that they need. For our marketing teams, they use the DAM to provide launch assets to all the different markets. So when we're rolling out a new program, they'll supply all the print assets for ad production, all the assets for POS and displays, social media assets, and videos and other related assets and roll out in their countries. One of our big initiatives was to really focus on the consumer this year, and we paid a lot of attention to our relationships with our retailer accounts. So one of the things that we do with our assets is we organize them in collections, and each collection has a single link that we can send to our retailer, or it can be embedded in a spreadsheet and they can just click on it and have access to the assets without needing to log on to the DAM. So this has been a big success for us.
How does a global beauty manufacturer use digital asset management?
Primarily, we use it to make sure that only approved assets are used in the marketplace and to be sure that usage rights are complied with, so we're able to expire the assets on our platform. Our platform also will send out notifications to anyone who's downloaded the asset that's expiring to alert them to the fact beforehand so that they can pull the asset and supply an alternative asset. It's a great governing platform. It gives a world view to the marketing teams, the global marketing teams, and it allows them to also see how the markets are using the assets, if they're really using the full palette that's been provided to them or if they're just taking a few select assets. So it also allows the marketing teams to assess their budgets and where they should spend their money.
Barbara, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
We've had a lot of successes and some real struggles. So the successes have been with our ability to really service our markets and our retailer accounts, which are very important. So we've been able to really focus on consumer-facing experiences. Mm-hmm. The struggles really center around the internal reorganization our company has gone through, which has been quite traumatic. I've been doing a lot of thinking about where the DAM is located within the organization really matters in terms of its overall success and survival. If the closer you are to the core, the corporate level, I think the more successful the DAM function can be within the organization. The further you are from that, the more vulnerable you are to new people coming in or a new emphasis. So that's been very difficult. The DAM function right now is getting reassessed. It's becoming more global marketing focused. So we'll just have to see what happens with that.
Sure. A lot of people struggle with being more centered to the core rather than being on the fringes and being possibly irrelevant, unfortunately,
exactly.
Because it's not even known to the rest of the organization.
That's exactly right. When we've had such a reorganization and shift in people, and as a result, DAM is not understood really factored in as a very core, relevant function for our company.
Okay.
So we're struggling with that right now.
I understand, yeah. And I think a lot of organizations struggle with that. So I've heard that from many organizations, that they don't know where to put DAM, because is it IT, is it marketing, is it some creative function, or is it tied to distribution or something? It's a struggle for many organizations.
Exactly.
What advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
We have to think more of ourselves as more than just a DAM professional. It's more of a media professional. I I also think that the more certification and knowledge that you can gain will only assist you. Mm-hmm. I know the Dam Foundation has a program. I would recommend that. I also think it's very important to attend industry functions whenever you can. There's so much information to be gained by your colleagues in the industry that you really can't source online or from a book. So that, you know, face-to-face contact and understanding is really important. Definitely the Dam New York meetup, the Henry Stewart Dam New York conference, and Metadata Madness.
Which we're attending right now.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Barbara.
Well, thank you, Rick.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. For this and 150 other podcast episodes, including transcripts of every interview, go to anotherdampodcast.com. Thanks again.